Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Police SWAT team members shot and killed a suspect in an exchange of gunfire in Chippewa County late Saturday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the fatal shooting followed a response to a domestic incident by Chippewa County deputies in the town of Lafayette. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms concerns. Following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, Call said making sure there are policies in place that keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm others or themselves should be a priority. The Red Cross is keeping its doors open for a Christmas Eve blood drive in Madison. The annual blood drive will be at the Alliant Energy Center from 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. All are welcome to donate, and you don't need to make an appointment. You can find out more at redcrossblood.org. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 8:03 on Monday morning. Here's Billy Idol, Cradle of Love on Max FM.
Shake it up, whatever I do. Ha, ha, ha.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more on 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:09 on Monday morning. We are going to talk briefly about the weather today because I know this is on everyone's mind. Some people are getting a head start traveling today. And we do have a winter weather advisory for the Max FM listening area. That starts at 9 o'clock this morning. It goes until 3 p.m. for the Sauk County, Iowa County, and Dane County areas. It goes until 6 p.m. for Columbia County. And we expect that we could see some freezing drizzle later on this morning into the afternoon. A little bit of an ice glaze as well. And this is going to impact south central and southeast Wisconsin. Again, that winter weather advisory starts at 9 o'clock this morning, goes to 3 p.m. or 6 p.m. depending where you're at. And we could see some ice on the roads. Untreated surfaces like sidewalks could become slippery. So be prepared for that. If you do need to get out and about and do some things, now is the time to do that, Emily. And all right, Emily will be with us just a moment here. And
good
so
morning.
We're
gonna... I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I'm
you know,
here.
It's...
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You got to push that button.
I forgot how to do it. It's been so long. No. I was just fumbling around. I'm here, though, and I'm super excited to talk about pets of the week because they are so cute. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen these pictures?
I have. They are unbelievable. I mean, and again, I had kudos to the photographer for the Sauk County Humane Society because these photos are amazing. As a reminder, all the pets that we talk about this morning, you can go look at it at saukhumane.org. And Emily, who do you see as our first pet of the week here?
Sure. So I see a black and white beauty named Ronan. Ronan is a six-month-old black and white domestic short hair cat. Ronan is a great, quote, talker, and he loves to talk your ear off. I do love those chatty cats. Sometimes you get a little quiet, hidey cat, and sometimes you get one that just wants to tell you all about it. Ronan enjoys all kinds of toys, especially hanging toys to bat in the air. He's running through the cat tunnels, chasing balls, and toy mice. Ronan does enjoy some lap time and would be a great addition to any family looking for an active guy. For sure, he would like to meet you at the door and tell you all about his adventures while you are gone. Ronan will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccinations before going home. And he, like you said, the photographer over there at Sauk County Humane is just hands down. We got to meet this person because the way they get these animals at the camera and pose is just, it's beautiful. Gorgeous. So if you want any more information or have any more thoughts about maybe taking a peek at Ronan, you can take a peek online and set up a visit.
Most definitely. Again, that website is sawhumane.org. I'm going to talk about Thor. Is a beautiful two-year-old handsome brindle terrier mix who is a big boy with big love to give. He is definitely a gentle giant and wants to be your buddy, which he demonstrates by sometimes leaning against you when he's sitting. Thor is well-mannered, walks well on a leash, and already knows how to come, sit, shake, and lie down. A sociable and outgoing guy, Thor likes both cats and dogs. He's an active 90-pound guy. Thor would probably do best in a home with older children. Thor is neutered and will be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. He is a beautiful dog. He's got some black and brown in him. He's got a white chest right down the center, and he's just looking at his smiling face here. You got to go check him out, sawhumane.org. I mean, these pets are beautiful.
I really like looking at his picture. It just makes me smile. He looks like he'd be a lot of fun. And, you know, he's probably one of those dogs that I really like that just showing love by just coming and leaning on you. I had a big dog like that long ago, and he would do that. He'd just sit by someone he liked, and then eventually he would just lean in, and all of a sudden you kind of have to hold him up a little bit, and then he'd kind of just want to schmoove on down to the floor. Next thing you knew, he was like asleep at your feet. But this guy looks like one of those 90 pounds, and my dog was like that too. My bear, right? We share that too, Dave.
We share a dog named Bear.
But yep, a history of that. Yep. He would lie under the coffee table, and then when any noise would happen, he would wake up and not realize that he was a giant dog under a small coffee table, and just dunk. Here goes the coffee table as he stands up underneath it, and everything's on the ground, and he's, whoa, just let you know, some I heard a noise, and, you know, then you had a big mess to clean up, but then he'd lean on your leg and look at you, and everything went away. It was all good.
Exactly. And this will be a busy week, and actually through New Year's for many people. And it's a great time for pets to get escape during all the hubbub. So it's important as pets remain safe, and we need to be good pet parents. If something is needed, best to contain them in a different room of your home. And remind visitors to be careful not to let your pet out. If your pet gets out on their own, call the shelter at 608-356-2520 to file a lost pet report. A current picture is very helpful in helping identify the pet as well. So again, if you're going to celebrate the holidays, make sure your pet is contained. And if you have people over, just make sure they're careful and know where your pet's at and don't let them out. And that's something we always are very careful with our pets, because they do have a tendency to kind of see what else is going on. And then, oh, someone's doing something, and keeping on top of them. So, yeah, just keep an extra eye. And if you're visiting someone with pets, just be aware of that, Emily.
Yeah, definitely. I was at a Christmas gathering yesterday, and it was one of those, which we're super lucky, was super dog friendly. So everybody got to bring their puppies along. But, you know, there were some breaks that were needed. There was some downtime for dogs that were needed. And, you know, we had to have some separate room timeout stuff. And that's all good. It just mellows everyone out, keeps everyone safe, you know. So just, you know, there's a lot going on in their lives, too, when there's a change in their schedule and there's extra people around. So, you know, just be thoughtful and give them their space.
Exactly. As a reminder, the Humane Society will be closed on Christmas Day for public viewing. However, they will be available for animal control calls, animal drop-off, and strays or surrenders from 8 to 5 p.m. And Emily, what's that list of items that they need at the Sauk County Humane Society?
Sure. Yep. They're in need of canned cat food, bleach, liquid laundry detergent, and Dawn dish soap as well. So, you know, they'll always take donations there, but these are the ones at the top of the list for right now. So they seem to always kind of be in need for cat food. So keep that in mind. If you are one of those like me that buys cat food in bulk, in terms of just having extra, just drop off a couple extra cans. They seem to always need that. So
most definitely. And the Humane Society does have some giving tree tags to pick up, and they have the name of the shelter animal and items that are needed to purchase. And if you pick up a tag, if you don't have time to shop, you can order from Amazon or Chewy and have the items delivered right to the Humane Society as well. So they can't make it any easier than that. So please consider a donation. Again, sawhumane.org.
Absolutely. Keep the giving tree and the giving spirit. Keep these folks on your list, because they work hard out there for these beautiful animals that they take care of. So
yeah, most definitely. And, you know, and take good care of your pets. And the other thing I want to remind everyone is pet owners as well. Keep an eye on them while you're eating your holiday meals, because those pets do have a tendency to find some of the things that may be on the table, or if they're a counter surfer
and you don't want them getting into, for example, ham bones, things of that nature. So keep tabs on your pet while they're with you, and, you know, just keep an extra set of eyes on them, because they're going to be waiting for you not to be paying attention, and that's when they're going to find the fun stuff.
Yeah, we have, again, like, keep an eye on how they're feeling and how they're doing, but also what they're eating. You're right about that. We have a, and I'm ashamed to say this, but we have this cat who's got an obsession with chocolate. And, like, I know chocolate is terrible for cats, so we do a really good job keeping it away from him. But cats, you know, they're able to find stuff that you hide. They can get up high. They can do open drawers. They can do the things. So, man, and now he's got the dog involved. The other morning we heard some, you know, scrabbling. I don't even know that that's an actual word, but whatever. It was, you know, in the corner of the bedroom, and we could hear the scrabbling, and then some things falling on the floor, and then some packaging kind of being. Sure enough, my daughter had bought a bag of Lindor chocolates, those little round ones with the beautiful packaging, for a girlfriend of hers, and the packaging had a bite out of the side, and there was a Lindor chocolate pulled out. And next thing we know, both the dog and the cat had a Lindor. So they were working together. So,
oh, yeah.
Just so you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that we are not aware of as humans. They're teaming up, and they're trying to get stuff, and they will get stuff. So just, you know, if you can hide things, if you can put things away as best you can, if you've got crafty animals, they will get to the things they want. They are smart.
Yes, they are. First dog Bearer, he was at our house with my in-law's dog named Dodger. And so Dodger was a Springer Spaniel, Bear was a mutt. And Bear managed to get some stuff off the counter, and he shared it with Dodger. We came home, they both had a spoon of barbecue. Yeah, both of them. And we knew who the perpetrator was to get it off the counter. And they both were just looking at us like, what, did we do something wrong? We're just helping clean up the dishes. And I'm like, oh, good gravy, you two.
Good gravy. Yeah, they do. They know how to appease people. That's a real thing. Dogs definitely know how to do the appeasing behavior to make it so you're like, oh, you're so cute. It's fine. Dave, another thing. My in-laws had a dog named Dodger. Are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness. It's a small world.
It's wow. It just keeps getting weirder. All right.
It does. You know, see that whole connection thing there. That is kind of funny. We just found that about each other on the morning show.
So, Emily. The Dodger dog and the Bear dog were around each other at the same time as your Dodger and Bear. That's so bizarre.
My goodness. Yep. I was just going to ask.
Weird.
Very interesting, to say the least. Most definitely.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, so cool. Okay, so Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
It is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Kick off your year with the Mirror Lake State Park First Day Hike. 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, and you can join them to kick off this year-long celebration at Mirror Lake State Park. A brief program to honor the 125th anniversary will start the event at 11 a.m., followed by a guided 1.5-mile first day hike. Refreshments will be available, and there will be a fire going to keep you warm. Again, this event gets started at 11 a.m. at Mirror Lake State Park at the Boat Launch parking lot. This is a free event, but a state park sticker is required. And with the holidays, many local businesses will have special events and operating hours. Be sure to check their social media pages and websites for details. And as always, swing by the local Chamber of Commerce sites as well.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
baraboo.org.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:25 on Monday morning. Here is Alanis Morissette on Max FM.
Just in take, and who would have thought?
when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. We are seeing reports of a power outage over in the area of Quick Trip, Menards, and Walmart. So we are receiving reports of Walmart in Baraboo does not have power, so you can't shop, and they're asking people to leave. Menards is also without power, so again, that part of Baraboo is without power. So Quick Trip, O'Reilly's, that area does not have power at the moment. And Walmart is asking people to leave the store, according to unconfirmed reports on social media. And Menards is without power as well. Again, these are all reports that are on social media. But we're hearing reports that all of those areas are without power at that end of town. Again, this is all according to social media, but I do believe it to be fairly accurate just on the number of reports that we are seeing. So Walmart in Baraboo does not have power. They're asking people to leave. And then also Menards is without power. So that area is without power in Baraboo at the moment. And so just be aware of that. I'm trying to, at the moment, get onto a certain website that I have access to confirm this and see you kind of what is out in the area. And so right now, I do see that Alliant is reporting a power outage in the Sauk County area and that there are definitely some customers without power. So we believe this to be the area that is impacted by that power outage. So if you're planning to head to that area, you'll need to wait a little bit until power is restored. We do not know what is happening or why it is out in that area, but we do have confirmed, according to energy website, that there is a power outage in that area. So please be aware of that and plan accordingly. And at some point in time, I'm sure they will get that power restored. So again, power outage in the area of Walmart, Menards, Quick Trip in Baraboo, and no ETA on when that will be resolved, but they are asking people to leave those stores until power is restored. Going on today, the Neighborly Free Clothing Store will be open today, Monday, December 23rd, from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and this will be the last time they're open until January 6th. This is happening at the Baraboo First United Methodist Church in Baraboo. It's at the corner of Broadway and 4th Avenue. So the Neighborly Free Clothing Store is open today. So if you need to go over there, that is at the corner of 4th and Broadway. And they will resume operations on December 6th. The morning show will continue at 8:40 with Emily. We're going to talk about calendar days. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
The Packers and Saints wrap up Week 16 of the NFL season tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers can clinch a playoff spot with a win, while the Saints were eliminated yesterday when Atlanta knocked off the Giants 34-7. Both the Lions and Vikings won yesterday, Minnesota winning their eighth in a row, coming from behind to beat Seattle 27-24. They're tied with the Lions at 13-2 atop the NFC North. Detroit cruising to a 34-17 win over the Bears, sending Chicago to its ninth straight defeat. Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys beat Tampa Bay last night 26-24 despite being eliminated from playoff contention earlier in the day when Washington knocked off Philadelphia. Basketball Badgers got 18 points and 11 rebounds from Nolan Winter on the way to a 76-53 win over Detroit Mercy yesterday. The UW-Milwaukee Panthers knocked off D3 North Central College 92-57, and the Bucks are in action tonight. They're in Chicago to take on the Bulls. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:35 on Monday morning. Here is Def Leppard on Max FM.
Too much, you're the only one I wanna touch.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. It is 8:39 on Monday morning. And, you know, it is going to be one of those days today, it looks like. And I've got some breaking news right here. We have an update from the National Weather Service. The winter weather advisory is now in effect from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for Sauk County. Again, winter weather advisory has been changed slightly. It is now in effect from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. for Sauk County. The system is moving in a little slower than it was originally planned. It hit a little bit of dry air. So that weather impact is going to start a little bit later this morning into the early afternoon, and it'll extend into the drive home if you are working today. So plan accordingly. We will update this on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page in a few moments. We do post all these advisories out there so that people are aware of them. And Emily, we also have additional breaking news. There's a power outage in the city of Baraboo. This is impacting... Yeah, it's a crazy morning all of a sudden. This is impacting over by Quick Trip and O'Reilly's, KFC, Walmart, and Menards. We're receiving unofficial reports that Baraboo Walmart is currently out of power, and they have asked everyone to leave the store, and they're unable to run the registers, and they are closed. So again, breaking news, city of Baraboo, certain areas are without power, and that is including Walmart, and they have asked people to leave the store. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know what? If you were going to go out and about today, maybe don't go. Maybe just stay and wait it out. It sounds like you got weather coming your way. It sounds like you got power outages around. Things can wait. Let's just be safe. Stay home. Just relax. You know, play another song on the radio. Right, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still working to confirm all of the power outage. We do have reports on one of the sites that I use showing that there is definitely a power outage in this area. And so it's one of those things. I know it's 2 days before Christmas, and I do see that the, so we have 559 customers without power is what I'm seeing reports of right now in the Sauk County area. And this is definitely, we have three outages listed on our outage map here this morning. And that is what I know. So roughly 553 people or businesses are without power in this area. So that means you need to get a little extra time, because I'm assuming the stoplights are also out in that area. So they'll probably be putting stop signs out. And this is all over. I give kudos to someone on social media for their outfit here. There's someone standing in front of Walmart, maybe a snowman, saying people can't come in the store. I'm going to throw this into our chat with you, Emily, real quick so you can see this. And hands up, stopping.
This is one of those moments that, this is happening in real time. Things are wonky. Just roll with it, I guess. Just either stay home, or if you're at Walmart and listening to us on the Civic Media app, time to get out, get back in your car, be safe, and go back home and deal with it another time, because you can't do anything there today, at least not right now. Wow. What chaos. All right. Happy holidays, right?
Yeah. And also unconfirmed reports that the stoplights are out by the KFC Walmart area. So that is also reported. I see we're getting some other stuff in. So, so that's what I'm being told. And breaking weather news. I also have an update from meteorologist Mace Michaels. He's indicating that this should be some pretty life stuff that happened over in the Minnesota. So far, the majority of what has fallen has been snow in the Minnesota area. So they've adjusted some of the advisories for eastern and southern Wisconsin. And that is an update from meteorologist Mace Michaels on the fly. So,
well, thank you, Mace. And thank you, Dave. Boy, I just, I'm like you out there, listeners. I'm just getting all this right now, too. So be safe out there. There's just a little bit of chaos going on for us for the holidays. So we got stoplights out. We got Walmart's closed. You know, pretty soon, you know, things are going to start falling out of the sky. I mean, legit, like, it's crazy out there. So be safe. make good choices. And you know what? I think in the long run, this chaos right now is going to be okay for our holidays that we have coming forth in the next couple of days. But, you know, there are people out there traveling, trying to get to where they're going to go and getting home for the holidays or, you know, visiting out there. So just be thoughtful about what's going out on the roads, because you're going to be dealing with weather. You're going to be dealing with stoplight chaos and all kinds of nonsense. So, yeah, shenanigans are real in the world right now.
Shenanigans as we schmoove along on the morning show.
So yeah, Boy, it's going to be back. I miss the chaos. My life has been so boring. I haven't been able to talk. All I can do is listen, and I miss all of this chaos. This is great. Welcome back.
Woo. Yeah, welcome back, Emily. The chaos seemed to follow you back.
It's awesome. Apparently, it's on me. So I will go ahead and say I'm responsible for all the nut job chaos that's happening right now that is affecting our listeners. And just overall, do please be safe. And it's great to have the radio, right? This is why live and local coming your way with Dave and Emily in the morning is super important. And we got Mace out there helping us with weather updates. Just, we got social media folks posting up their pictures on the Walmart area that's closed down all of a sudden. It's crazy out there. You know what this reminds me of? I'm going to segue for a hot second. This reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. Right? I mean, this is a show about nothing, Seinfeld.
Right.
A show with the most amazing characters who are basically kind of playing themselves. It kind of felt like they just kind of walked onto a set and were like, all right, I'm funny. Well, what should I do? You know, and they were just in an incredible cast of characters. Show was legit about nothing. The show was about a show being made about nothing. And it was one of the biggest hits on television for, I don't even know how long it played. I want to say, you know, it was, they were still making episodes, right? For probably at least 15, 20 years. They were
something
making
like that,
ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the facts are on that. If you do know the facts on how long Seinfeld was out making new episodes, you know, please go ahead and text that in. We love that. But I do know it was on at 10:35 at night, and I always had it on. I'm just going to hit it hard here. The calendar days, Festivus, that's today. So if you don't know what that means, just look up Festivus. The Seinfeld episode will come up. Give it a watch. It's 22 minutes, I think it is, you know, without the commercial. It's worth it. Festivus is a celebration that's kind of an anti-holiday celebration, and it's just one that was made up by the parents on the show.
Well,
it's a fabulous thing. I know people who celebrate it now because of this show, and it's just kind of a weird anomaly of a celebration. And I, hands down, Seinfeld, favorite show. Great, 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 great comedy there.
Well, and to answer your question, the show was on for 9 years. So from July 5th, 1989 to May 14th, 1998. So there you go.
Well, you know what, Dave? You know, when I bring up these off the cuff text to give us some info things, you're not supposed to go on the Google and find out for yourself, but okay.
Well, no one was answering, so I had to go look, you know. And
I know.
People got to be quick like us.
Stuff that you don't know.
Yeah. It is Festivus Day. It's also National Christmas Movie Marathon today. So get ready to snuggle in your warm blanket with a mug of hot chocolate. Oh, wait. We're working today, so there will be no movie marathon days here. We're actually working. Or attempting to.
If this is work, man, sign me up. I'm in. National Roots Day is also today. I really like that. Delve in and reflect on your family's heritage, history, and ancestry. So each one of us is, you know, we're one of a kind. So check out where you came from. It's very interesting stuff. And regardless of how much you know or how little you know about your, you know, family tree and your ancestry, we all have one. That's just something you can't deny. So the more you know, it kind of helps you understand yourself a little bit. So that's kind of cool. Human Light Day. Explore the interesting history behind the secular holiday of Human Light. Let's uplift humanity. I'm just reading that off. I don't actually know anything about that, so I would like to learn a little bit more. So yeah, December 23rd. I like today. I've always had a traditional Christmas celebration on the 23rd. So our family starts Christmas early because we just have a lot of different pieces of the pie. You know, we celebrate over the course of several days before the actual holiday. So the 23rd has always been a special day in our family too. So yeah, happy holidays, everybody. And however you celebrate, enjoy, be safe. Careful of the chaos. It's out there.
Yeah, exactly. And we are looking. All right, we got another live update from Mace Michaels. There is a little area of mixed precipitation near La Crosse, and we'll see if that holds together as it heads this way. So And so right now there's no road issues or traffic cam issues reported in the La Crosse area. But at this point in time, mixed precipitation is near La Crosse. We are monitoring if it's going to head this way. So that's an update as of 30 seconds ago.
Yep, it's not that far away. So it's probably headed our way. We'll just keep you updated as we can. Otherwise, you know, obviously the station will always keep you updated no matter who's on the mic. We will be in the know on what's going on out there to keep you all safe in our coverage area and beyond.
Exactly. And that's why we are doing a live morning show. We are live and we keep tabs on all this stuff as it comes in. And so we monitor a lot of different areas from social media. I don't have the scanner on in the background because that would be distracting. But we do know, again, according to reports that we're seeing on social media, stoplights are out by the KFC Walmart area. Power is out in that area. And Walmart is closed. They've asked people to exit the store. Menards is without power. O'Reilly's in that area. So give it a little while. We'll kind of keep tabs on this. If I do need to break in again this morning, I definitely will. And so, yeah, it's just a little bit of extra planning, a little bit of extra time going to be needed. And we do have this information about the weather advisories. We'll get that updated on the Max FM Facebook page as well. That'll come up shortly. Got to do a couple of our things here. And so, Emily, you're going to be off until the day after Christmas, right?
That is right, Super Dave. Yep, I've got a couple planned days here off. And I just want to wish from the bottom of my heart, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, all the things that everyone celebrates out there. Just enjoy your time. Try your best to be in the moment, in the present. I know it's busy and it's a lot of feelings, right? The holidays bring out all the feelings, good, bad, or otherwise. And it's all okay to feel all the things. And it's okay to celebrate all the things. And it's okay to know that things can look different sometimes for the holidays. And that is also wonderful. You know, new traditions, new memories. It's not always exactly what you planned, and that's okay too, right? So
yeah.
Just roll with it and enjoy all the parts that are great. And, you know, going through hard stuff too is also, you know, it's not great, but it also makes you, you know, appreciate the good things. So just know that it makes you stronger and just, you know, roll with the things. Just be there, be that listener. Like I said, I got to enjoy a lot of listening in the last week when I was not able to be the talker that I am. And it was a lesson for me. So just, you know, just soak it all in. It's going to be wonderful in some ways. Some ways might be hard, and that is okay. So all the feelings are right, and just roll with it and enjoy. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. And Dave, I wish you a lovely holiday. Happy holidays, Wendy, and everybody at Civic Media. I appreciate y'all so much. I missed y'all in the last few days, and I'm real happy to be back. And I will be back on the 26th bright and early to talk about the day after Christmas stuff, whatever that may be.
Yeah, exactly. So happy holidays to you and Rob and the whole family. We'll talk to you on December 26th. So Wendy will be filling in for you tomorrow. She's going to be keeping me in line tomorrow. I hope she hasn't got too much ammunition yet this morning on me. But I haven't seen her pop her head around the corner, so I think I'm safe yet. So
right,
we'll look forward to that. It's always fun to have someone else in with me. So I'm looking forward to that. So Emily, glad you're on the mend. I'm looking forward to having you back on Thursday.
It sounds like a great plan, everybody. Happy holidays. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, be happy, be merry, and do your best to just enjoy.
It sounds good. And so I will be keeping an eye on our power issues and weather issues. If I do need to break in again, I definitely will. If you do have any information that you need to pass along to us, feel free to text that over 608-355-9970 or give us a call at 608-355-9970. You can also send us messages on social media, but the easiest way is to send a text. Use the free Civic Media app to do so. We'll monitor that, and we'll keep you up to date with everything that's happening in the area. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Staring seems so long.